The Trump administration is planning a drastic reorganization of the U.S. Forest Service, moving its headquarters and research facilities to western states. Here in Pennsylvania, four research stations are on the chopping block. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant visited the state's only national forest to see what's at stake.
It's quiet walking through Heart's Content, a rare stand of towering old-growth trees, some 400 years old in the Allegheny National Forest in northwestern Pennsylvania. Along much of the forest floor, there are fallen trees covered in green moss. But there aren't any new young trees growing.
There's nothing. And that's because of deer.
Richard Bowden, a professor of environmental science at Allegheny College, says deer overpopulated Heart's Content and much of the Allegheny Plateau for decades. They eat whatever vegetation they can reach.
So here we want to stop for a moment. This is a deer exclosure.
He points to a small area that's been fenced to keep deer out. There's lots of greenery near the ground inside it.
As you look in there, you can see all those young hemlocks coming up, a number of other hardwoods coming up in there. In a couple weeks, when everything fully leafs out, we'll see a lot more low-lying vegetation.
Bowden says a vibrant forest understory is important for growing new generations of trees, which supports birds and other wildlife, and the timber industry. The ideas behind this deer management demonstration project might seem simple, but Susan Stout, a retired Forest Service researcher, says they started studying the deer population here in the 1970s and how to keep it in balance with the forest.
Were deer the cause of regeneration failures in the forest, which we learned very quickly the answer was yes, then of course deer are also part of the forest. So how many deer are too many? And that's probably the most famous study that we did, and that ran from the early 1980s through about 1990.
Stout spent nearly 40 years as a research forester and team leader at the Forest Service's research lab in Irvin in Warren County, just outside the National Forest. She says their findings on deer management are used within the more than 500,000 acres of the Allegheny National Forest throughout the nearly 17 million acres of public and private forest land in Pennsylvania, throughout the U.S., and even in other countries. For nearly 100 years, Stout says the Irvin Lab has researched everything from deer to black cherry and sugar maple trees, hemlock woolly adelgid, and other forest pests. They created a popular software tool to help foresters figure out when a tree stand could be sustainably harvested. For many years, they've been bringing foresters together for training.
So there are thousands of foresters who've worked with us, and over time, that became a working relationship.
But the U.S. Department of Agriculture's reorganization plan, announced in March, would close the Irvin Lab along with more than 50 research sites nationwide. That includes three other research facilities in Pennsylvania, in Williamsport, York, and Long Pond, which is in the Poconos.
I'm heartbroken, first of all.
Stout says it's the Forest Service that has maintained the research and forestry community through the decades.
It's that continuity over time and through intellectual heritage from one generation of foresters to another, acting in a continuous way, that is what's really at risk of being lost.
Committee will come to order. Good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor to welcome the 21st Chief of the U.S. Forest Service, Tom Scholz.
At a House Budget Subcommittee hearing last month, Scholz spoke about President Trump's Forest Service reorganization and 2027 budget, which cuts total funding for the agency by more than 70%. He says the Forest Service will prioritize activities like timber sales, critical minerals, energy development, and recreation. The plan moves wildfire efforts to a new agency in the Interior Department. Trump's budget also eliminates the entire $309 million Forest Service research budget. At the hearing, Representative Josh Harder of California asked Scholz what this would mean for federal forest researchers.
Isn't it true that there's also a reduction of 800 scientists in this reorg as well?
No. There is no reduction of any scientist in this reorganization that's proposed.
But given the Forest Service budget cuts, Scholz says it makes sense to close some research buildings.
We have many facilities that have either zero employees, one, two, or three employees. So what we're looking to do is, and this way I'm communicating this, is we're looking to retain research and researchers over facilities and facility managers.
That's true at the Irvin Lab in Warren County. They've seen the number of employees dwindle over the past 20 years from around 18 to only 4 staff today, and that includes only one researcher. According to reports, staff across the country have already been sent letters requesting that they look for other Forest Service positions.
It's kind of a scary thing to think about. It just can't state enough how valuable they are.
Forester Matt Gailey, who manages 118,000 acres of private land in northwest Pennsylvania, says his team relies on Irvin and the other federal research facilities.
We're constantly asking the research lab in real time. Forest managers or foresters will be out on the ground. A lot of times it would be something relating to forest health. So for me, I wonder who or what is going to fill that gap.
Some timber industry leaders say the state and universities could pick up the work done by the Forest Service researchers in the coming years, but they worry what will happen to the continuity of nearly 100 years of data in the meantime. There is a bright spot in the U.S. Forest Service reorganization for Pennsylvania. The agency plans to open a regional office in Warren that would oversee 13 states from West Virginia to Maine. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.